You're listening to Vatican Radio. Despite the deep psychological and practical barriers that separate Palestinians and Israelis, Christians everywhere should continue to pray for the gift of peace in the Holy Land. That was an appeal made by Auxiliary Bishop of Jerusalem William Shomaly during this week's visit to the region of the Holy Land Coordination Group of bishops from across Europe and North America. Bishop Shomaly, who serves as Vicar General for the Latin Patriarchate, said the recent granting of non-member observer status to Palestine by the UN General Assembly has brought hope to people in the long term, but also suffering in the short term as Israel continues to withhold tax payments owed to the Palestinian Authority. Vatican Radio's Veronica Scaresbrick, who's travelling with the Holy Land Coordination this week, also asked Bishop Shomaly about interfaith and ecumenical relations between the different churches and religions seeking to promote justice and peace across the troubled region today.
I can say that it's positive since we meet together, we discuss pragmatic issues together, we visit each other for Christmas, Easter with beautiful speeches filled with theology and also mutual love. I believe that the situation now on an ecumenical level is good. There is more trust than mistrust which prevailed in the past. But that on the theological level, still we have to work hard in order to reach really a theological unity. As I mentioned, the unification of the Feast of Easter is an ecumenical step taken by the Catholic churches in the Holy Land in order to have Easter together, which is vital and existential ecumenism. Because ecumenism is not only theological, it can be also social, existential, in the same time.
So you can have Easter together in the Holy Land, but not in Jerusalem and in Bethlehem, is that right?
Yes, yes. These exceptions were requested by some of the bishops and the custos of the Holy Land because of the special character of Jerusalem and the afflux of pilgrims on that period. Now, we can discuss this even, but this is the choice of some of the bishops.
The three non-monotheistic religions are present in Jerusalem. What about the other two faiths? What kind of relations do you have with the Jews?
We try to practice interreligious dialogue, but it remains on the high level of clergy and rabbis and muftis. We believe that the interreligious dialogue should go down to the grassroots and reach the different segments of people. But we started. Now we discuss. We have interreligious meetings.
With the Muslims as well? You mentioned the muftis.
On a high level, yes, on a high level. But still it didn't reach all the layers of the society.
Politically, the recognition of Palestine as a non-member state of the UN was welcomed here. Would you agree with that? Does it bring promise?
It brings hope for Palestinians to become one day a full state with all the privileges of being a state. But for the time being, no change was implemented on the ground. On the contrary, Palestinians are suffering from this decision because the tax money which is owed to Palestinians, due to Palestinians, is not given by Israel as a reaction against this decision. So practically $100 million every month should come to Palestinians from tax cut, but the last 2 months this money didn't arrive. So we hope that situation will change and that Israel will accept one day the new change which took place in the UN.
But the barriers, the physical barriers, are very shocking for someone who comes from outside. That creates mistrust and fear, no?
You know, what is more terrible is not only the physical wars, but the psychological wars of walls of hatred and mistrust. So all together will fall down. When the walls of mistrust and hatred will fall, I am sure the other physical, visible walls will also collapse. It takes time, but we pray for that. I invite to continue to pray for the peace in the Holy Land as Pope Benedict said in the homily of Christmas, peace is a divine gift. So it is not a gift which will come to us from politicians. They will cooperate, but it is mainly a divine gift. And a divine gift is given through prayer and after prayer. So we have to pray strongly and perseverantly.